From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A 4-year-old girl reported missing by her father more than a month ago is safe and sound. 4-year-old Ariana Bemis Ibe of Orrick was returned to the custody of her father late Wednesday night. Ariana was reportedly healthy and in good spirits. Her mother, Delise Lolly Jones, remains at large and has a warrant out for her arrest. Anyone with information regarding her whereabouts should contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. On May 14th, Bemis Ibe went on an overnight custody visit with her mother. Jones failed to bring the girl to daycare the following morning, as previously agreed upon as terms of the visitation. A vehicle associated with Jones was located nearby her last known address in the Eureka area. Fortuna is using zoning to help fend off some of the cannabis cultivation happening nearby. By designating land areas for different commercial uses like agriculture or industrial, Fortuna City Council plans to ask the county to restrict cannabis activity in the areas set for consideration. Redwood Times reports the areas aren't actually within Fortuna's precise boundaries, but instead exist in its sphere of influence, leaving the land free from the city's ongoing moratorium against commercial cannabis. If supervisors do sign off on the city's request, future cannabis operations would be restricted from setting up shop in certain land areas. When finalized, the zoning would include language on what, if any, kinds of commercial cannabis would be allowed. There's a fundraiser set for Saturday for a McKinleyville man who has a life-threatening lesion on his lip. 32-year-old Garrett Vance has had to set up a GoFundMe page because the lesion, which first took shape several years ago, is cancerous and is spreading into his lymph nodes. Issues with insurance coverage have forced his family to pay for many medical bills out of pocket. Surgery he was supposed to have on the lesion in April was pushed back at the time because he was ill. There's an auction and spaghetti dinner happening 5 p.m. Saturday at the Moose Lodge in McKinleyville. Arcata and Mad River Transit System will be offering free bus rides for the month of July. Complimentary bus rides in July, part of the city's Explore Arcata Transportation Program. Program aims to expand the use of public transport by encouraging residents and visitors to take the bus to explore Arcata's neighborhoods, businesses, parks, and recreation spaces. Free bus rides in Arcata starts on Monday, July 1st, running through Wednesday, July 31st. And the transit system offers transit routes that run Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the summer months. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.